Italian prosecutors today called for the indictment of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi on corruption charges. A spokesman for the prime minister accused prosecutors of trying to hurt Berlusconi's chances of re-election next month. Italy's in the middle of a rancorous election campaign that the prime minister is waging almost exclusively on television. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from Rome.
Strict campaign rules are in effect. Nevertheless, Silvio Berlusconi is everywhere on Italian television. Berlusconi, the media tycoon, owns the nation's three major commercial networks, and as prime minister, he controls the three state-owned channels known as RAI. Journalist Lucia Annunziata stepped down as RAI's chairman of the board in 2004 because of what she called Berlusconi's constant interference.
Yes, he appears all the time in television, even in a public service, because he has placed so many people in the public service that they just need to make a phone call and say, I'm coming, and those people will make space for him.
Trailing in the polls against the center-left opposition parties, Berlusconi's center-right government pushed through parliament last-minute changes in the election law that diminished voters' ability to choose individual candidates. Right-wing commentator Marcello Veneziani says TV is now the ultimate political tool.
La televisione diventa non più mezzo ma fine della politica.
It is party leaderships that now decide who will run and who will be elected. Candidates no longer have links to the geographical location where they are running. So television becomes the only campaign stop, and it is through the seductive power of television that votes are won.
There is no greater media seducer than Berlusconi, a master of simple syntax, of colorful embellishments, and of an unlimited self-confidence. He recently compared himself to Churchill, Napoleon, Moses, and Jesus Christ. His message is simple. He entered politics at huge personal sacrifice to save Italy from communism, a task he says he has not yet fully achieved.
La sinistra in Italia, grazie al suo lavoro di tanti anni, controlla la maggior parte della magistratura.
The left still controls most of the judiciary. It controls elementary and high school education and universities. It controls most newspapers, television, news programs, unions, industrialists, cinema. And thanks to the laziness and distraction of my voters, the left controls most municipalities, regions and provinces.
Berlusconi's constant charge against the communist enemy offers material for Antonio Cornacchione, one of the few remaining comedians able to parody Berlusconi on Italian TV.
Where is the communist?
The communists are in the car.
Are at the station, in office, in the park, in my house, in your house, in station. The communists are everywhere.
Communist notwithstanding, Berlusconi's critics say he has enriched himself considerably while in office in the last 5 years. According to Forbes magazine, he's worth $11 billion. Berlusconi also owns banks, insurance companies, the two major publishing houses, and a major football team. He also controls most media advertising. Furio Colombo, former editor of the leftist daily L'Unità, says Berlusconi tried to stifle criticism.
The block of advertisement was total, complete. No one thought of giving advertisement to Unità because it would put him or her in bad light. The idea is, you don't need Berlusconi as an enemy.
Berlusconi came to power promising Italians they'd get richer. And today, he says, his has been the country's best government in 50 years. But critics point out Italy's zero economic growth. Exports have plummeted, foreign investors have fled. A recent poll showed nearly 40% of young people want to leave the country. And in an unprecedented move, the country's biggest and most authoritative newspaper, Corriere della Sera, this week endorsed the center-left opposition. The paper said the Berlusconi government seems to have focused more on the personal interests of the prime minister than those of the country. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.